The Gemara Sanhedrin learns that from the different psukim that the six sons of Keturah were chayiv and bris milah. So that's a given. Everyone agrees the six sons of Keturah were chayiv and bris milah. So, and Rashi learns pshat is because here, because Avram was the father, and he's chayiv in to mal his kids. But Rashi says dafka his six sons. But no future generations are obligated. No future generations of B'nai Keturah, Achayiv, and Bris Milah. And the Rambam disagrees and says that B'nai Keturah for future generations are all Achayiv in Bris Milah. Aye, so what do you mean? So today, B'nai Keturah Archayev in Bris Milah? Well, yes and no. If we knew who they were, they would be. That since Ancheira Bilbil Es Olam, and we long no longer know who's from B'nai Keturah, so it's only a suffix. So there's no Chiyav Misa today on a B'nai Keturah that doesn't do a Bris Milah because it's a suffix. I would admit it's a suffix. Where to go Basar Rov. And therefore, Rov people are not B'nai Keturah. So apparently the Rambam holds, you don't say Acharei Rabam Lahatos, you don't say it's a din of Basar Rov is only by Yisrael, but not by B'nai Noach, well, not by B'nai Keturah. And therefore he assumes that even though Rov Anav, he assumes a B'nai Keturah Archayev Misafik. And the only reason you don't give them Misa is because you don't know who they are. But if one knew for sure who B'nai Keturah was, they'd be Chayev and Mila, and they'd be Chayev Misa if they didn't do it. In fact, this is the Rambam Moshitason, about that a Ben Noah could be Chayev Misa by merely not doing one of the mitzvahs. So because we find by the famous Machlokes Rambam by Shechem and Dina. So the Rambam says, why were they allowed to kill the city of Shechem? Because the city sat by when they raped Dina. So therefore they mavato the mitzvah of Dinim to the Chayiv Misa. So we see, so too here, the mavato the mitzvah of Mila, so therefore the Chayiv Misa. The Rambam says, what are you talking about? As a resident of Misasun, you can't be, the only chayav misa, you got to violate one of the seven mitzvahs. You got to, avodah zarah, ritzicha, you have to actively violate. Being mavato, not doing something, isn't chayav misa. But the Rambam, which he does, and the Rambam holds that yes, not doing something, being mavato, the mitzvah of dina, mi chayav misa, being mavato, the mitzvah of mila. Is Chayav Misa. The Ramban says no. The Ramban comes up with a different pshat why Shechem or Chayav. That's the Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, whether the Chiyav B'nai Keturah resist on the Dafka those six, or the way the Rambam warns it's on Hudoris. The Shagas Aryeh thinks Rashi is right, that it's only Chayav on those, only on the literal B'nai Keturah and not their descendants. And that's the issue by, do we say Rov by non-Jews? Because the Mishnah says a Ger Amoni converted, does he allowed it marry a Bas Yisrael? So the assumption is, why? Because Sancheirev, in the question, Sancheirev Melech Ashur was Bilbo Kol Olam, so Rov people are not a Geram, or not from Ammon. So therefore, maybe he can marry a Bas Yisrael. So what do we see? So I want to bring a Raya against the Rambam. That we see, we go by Rov, even by non-Jews. Those who answer up the Rambam will say, no, that really we don't go by Rov, by Akum. It's only once he converted, so he's a Jew, and now we apply the issue of bus. Everyone agrees that they assume you're going bus a rove. The question is,
Do I say Zisaraya, so we see that Rov applies to non-Jews, or no? It's once he converted, so then we apply the Din of Akhir Rabba Mahato. So that's a debate, but that's the Machlokas Rashi and the Rambam, whether the Chiyav is only on literally Avron's literal sons from B'nai Keturah, or is the Chiyav with Doros, like the Rambam writes, and he decides since Bizman Hazeh, it's only a Suffolk, we don't know who they are, even, and we don't go Basarov. So therefore, the Mechayev, they're obligated to get a meal only misafing, and there's no chiyav misa because we don't, it's only a suffix if they're chayav.